Jelabiafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Good evening, ladies and shitheads. Welcome to another episode of A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo. We're here at Skid Row Studios. How you doing, Alex?
Good, man. How are
Alejandro.
You?
Alejandro.
Daniel.
Daniel
Patronillo.
So, you decided to get a fucking haircut on the same day I got a haircut.
Okay, let's figure this out first.
Hold on. We both don't cut our hair until it's necessary.
Yes, I like to grow out when I'm a little shaggy, and it looks like a helmet. I always tell myself, your head looks like a helmet now, so now it's time to get a haircut.
Really, I'm on the point where like if my fingers can run through it.
Oh, I love that though.
No, fuck you. It's too long.
I guess.
I don't want to wake up and have to do anything.
But it's gonna look shaggy anyway.
Why no, would you I don't want to wake up and have to do anything.
Okay.
So I keep it shorter to the point where I don't ever have to do anything.
Okay. So when did you get your haircut? I got mine on Tuesday.
Monday.
Ooh, kind of close.
Yeah.
But it's weird because every time we get a haircut, it's always at the same time.
I think we just grow our hair at the same rate.
I squeeze mine out. That's what it feels like.
What?
It feels like my hair grows really quick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know.
We should compare our pubes. Let's see what that's like. Let's see. Yeah?
No. No, let's not. Let's keep it to our head.
All right.
Okay.
We'll keep that away from everybody.
And then what's this fascination with you wanting to see my ass?
Because
you always send me messages.
All right, hold on. You work for UPS.
Yes,
right?
But I don't wear those little brown shorts.
Okay, you work for the company.
Yes, I do.
And for some reason you don't wear the brown shorts, which doesn't make any sense.
Because
to me.
I work in the hub. I just load the trailers, that's all I do.
But
I'm not gonna show you my ass.
I just wanna see a picture of you in the little brown shorts. Like just like your back with them like perked up a little. I sent you the picture earlier.
I want it
recreated, but with you.
And this is actually conversations we have late at night. We talk about our asses. We talk about seeing everything. So I don't know.
During breakfast.
Yeah.
Everything.
But we have a big show today. We have a big, big show today.
We got Kim from the Muffs.
Yes.
We're going to have an interview with her. We're going to play songs off of the new Muffs record.
Yes.
It's going to be great on Burger Records. It's going to be fun stuff. But let's go into a song block right now. And Alex, you just showed me this band, and they're called Electric Parlor, and the song's called Reckless, and I think they're fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, my band plays with them all the time, and they're the singer wails. You're gonna hear it.
Sounds like Janis.
Yeah,
and it's like just straight up rock and roll.
It sounds like Janis mixed with Led Zeppelin, kind of.
But nowadays.
Let's hear it.
This is a Pint of Cacophony.
Oh, she got hit by a car. She's dead.
Come on, baby, won't you take me home? Then my own faster, yeah. Don't you know it's the only way from me? baby's all grows up. You know what?
Shut up. Come on. No.
Our little baby's all grows
up. Why do you have to? Gee, why do you have to?
I'm not even hungry. I couldn't touch it.
Why do you have to?
A major production every time we go out and embarrass me. You know what?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ, that's what all I
have. Our little boy is all grown up tonight. You know what, big boy? You're grown up. You're grown up. Yeah, I did that. Is this a fucking production for you? Because you're grown up and you're grown up and you're grown up.
Yeah. What happened, man? What's your problem?
Can you believe it? I got fired. I've had this job for years, and out of nowhere, they tell me to pack up and leave? I don't get it. I don't deserve this, and I need this income.
Really? That doesn't sound right, man. You need to do something about this. You should get someone to help you fight this.
Imagine losing your job for something out of your control or being harassed at work. In this economy, we depend so heavily on our sources of income. Getting it taken away from us for wrongful reasons is devastating. If you've been wrongfully terminated from your job, call attorney Alexander Fuquay at Fuquay Law Center. He'll fight for you. Contact by phone at 626-385-8840 or visit his website at www.fuquaylawcenter.com. Fuquay Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Kim is not just your average teenager.
Okay, so you're probably going, is this like a Noxzema commercial or what? But seriously, I actually have a way normal life for a teenage girl.
At more than just your average high school.
Miss Stoger, my plastic surgeon doesn't want me doing any activity where balls fly at my nose.
Well, there goes your social life.
But like every teen, she struggles to navigate through growing pains.
Everything I think and everything I do is wrong. I was wrong about Ronnie, I was wrong about Roy, and now Charles hated me. It all boiled down to one inevitable conclusion. I was totally clueless.
And hormones. Mostly the hormones.
Kim has attitude about high school boys. She's saving herself for Luke Perry.
But on her path to self-discovery,
I decided I needed a complete makeover, except this time I'd make over my soul.
Will she find true love?
Pandora's virginity went from technical to non-existent. I realized how much I wanted a boyfriend of my own.
Join the Mox in this coming-of-age story.
Ugh, whatever. As if.
And enjoy the laughs in Clueless, the Muff Story.
Welcome.
Oh my God, I'm totally cracking up. That was amazing.
Welcome.
I didn't even know that was about me for about 5 seconds of it, and then I'm like, Ronnie, Roy, Charles.
You're like, wait, I know these names.
I know. I was like, Ronnie, Roy, when did Charles join the Muffs? I thought that was so funny.
All right.
Thanks for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm honored.
There's more to come. There's more.
I want that to be my answering machine message.
You know, that's not the first time we've heard that from a guest. We'll email it to you so you can have it that way.
That's awesome.
So welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan Patronillo. We're sitting here with Kim from
Hello.
The Muffs.
I'm in the Muffs.
Yeah, you're in the Muffs.
Yes. I'm part of the Muffs.
How's it like being in the Muffs?
I love it. I love it. The guys are really nice to me. They pet me on the head every once in a while.
Hey, you're doing a good job, Kim.
Thank you. That's what I say. I say thank you for saying that. No. It's great. No, we get along even better now than we used to.
That's awesome to hear.
Yeah, we're all DIY and shit. Can I say shit?
We're on the internet. You can say
oh,
fuck
that's
and shit
right.
and all you want.
I don't need to, though. Unless I get mad.
No, well, we'll see if we get you there. But you guys have a new record.
Yes.
Whoop dee doo.
Whoop dee fucking doo.
Whoop dee doo. Is that
yes,
what it's about?
Whoop dee doo.
Whoop dee fucking doo.
No, it's you know, Charles from the Pixies said something mean about me. Kind of mean. I mean, it was just defensive, whatever. He had some bug up his butt and he said, whoop dee doo. Well, like, we changed bass players, whoop dee doo, or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. And we just all immediately went, oh, finally, a good album title. We got to do it. And so it was.
So you got hired to play with the Pixies, and then you got let go shortly after. What happened?
Well, actually, I was in the Pixies for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, probably
I was so stoked. I heard. I remember. I was like, fuck yeah, Kim's playing with the Pixies.
It was cool. It was really nice. It was really nice for a little while. And then I pissed off the drummer by jumping into the crowd.
But that's like what you do when you play shows.
I'm not a crowd jumper generally because I don't want to be goosed.
Mm-hmm.
because Ronnie actually got a finger put up his butt through his jeans for doing Jesus. That diving in the crowd thing. Like, he dove backwards.
Wait, through his jeans? And this guy have, like, a three-inch fingernail?
He got a finger put up his butt through jeans, which is worse than a finger up your butt. It's worse than that.
Because you get a little bit of denim and lint.
It's denim. And, like, I hope he threw them away.
So Whoop-Dee-Doo is your first album in 10 years. So why now? Tell us about that.
We finished it, but we took a while. We took a while with it. We didn't know how we were going to put it out, but I had all these songs that I had gradually written, and as soon as we decided we were going to make a record, we did it. We did basic tracks. We were done with basic tracks because I make those guys go really fast with that, but I take my sweet time with my part.
Of course.
You know, I just want them to be good.
Well, you're Kim, of course.
Yeah, it's a perfectionistic thing, but which I don't believe is a good thing. So I had to constantly monitor myself and make sure I wasn't being...
How do you go about doing that? Like, when you know, like, it's time to stop tweaking... With,
yeah.
like, this vocal line or this guitar lick or whatever, or this bass riff. That's the way it's going to be. When you know it's fine. Like,
it's
when
mostly
you know it's good.
About rhythm guitar. If I hear a little sway off, I get a little freaked out. But, I mean, the thing is, I pile the guitars on. You're not going to hear one little thing be a little teeny bit off. And so I would hear it, and I'd be, like, freaked out. And then, you know, I wake up the next day because usually it's late and I'm just a little groggy and just like, oh, I got to just like stop doing this. And then I hear it the next day and it's fine. So in the morning, the light of day, when I'm drinking coffee and I feel fine, it's when I realize all is right with the world and I don't have to tweak on my stupid...
Yeah, it's time to be like, hey, this one's at peace.
It's fine.
So you produce bands as well. What draws you to that side of the creative process?
I like good songs is my main thing, and melody is my extra main thing, and I like other bands who have good melodies and good songs and stuff. And so I like to help them get it. Down for posterity, mm-hmm. and have it sound huge and amazing and good.
Is it like developing that hook, or is it like?
No, I let the songwriter deal with the song, mm-hmm. and if I have any little, you know, any little ideas or any like, any type of little ideas, I tell them, but I say, look, you don't have to listen to me. I'm really just hired to. Would it, like, help them get it on to tape, basically. And we're going to do it to tape, too.
Awesome.
Because it always sounds cool like that.
So working with the Muffs, do you feel like you're at the helm with the creative control?
What was the question again?
When you're working with the Muffs.
Yeah.
How does that process work?
You mean how do we start, you know, getting the songs all mm-hmm. put together and yeah. stuff? Usually I will write a song... And if I like it, because, you know, I don't always like them. And, but when I like it, I'll put it down. Like, I'll either just play it out or I'll demo it. Most likely I'll demo it. Mm-hmm. And then if I like that, and I'm a faster demoer than I am, you know, putting the real one down. But if I do that and then you know, they finally all got email and stuff. They were all behind the times.
Finally
stuff.
This year, they just got email.
Our last one was 10 years ago, so they were just getting email then. So really, I emailed them to the guys. Mm-hmm. And I never hear back from Ronnie until way later. He's like, oh, I was afraid to listen to it or something, some neurotic-y thing. And Roy will listen to it like right off the bat, and oh my god, I love it, and so I'm like, oh, I want to hear my other one, and then I'll send another one, and another, and another.
So do you work off of their feedback?
No,
or do you just kind of like do your thing?
I've never done that. I do my thing, and it's not really until later that I'll I'll wonder if they're going to like them or not. Like, if I like them, I figure everyone should like them.
When they're already, like, established songs.
I'm so picky. And, yeah, I don't even care if they get heard by anybody. If mm-hmm. I really like, that's why it took long, too, is I didn't even know I was going to do anything with the songs. I just made the songs up, mm-hmm. and there they are, and I'm like, ooh, these are good songs. I could just, you know, listen to them myself. I don't even have to have other people listen to them. But, and then the guy started poking around, like, hey, did you write any songs lately? Like, we've only haven't done anything for like 4 years.
Yeah, like knocking on the door, like, it's been a little bit, Kim.
I know, I kind of looked at the ground. I'm like, yeah, I have some songs I've been demoing.
Twiddle your thumbs. Like, I got a couple ones you want to hear?
Yeah. And then they go, were you going to ever play them for us? And I'm like, I don't know.
And then eventually we end up here with Whoop-Dee-Doo, which is on Burger Records, right?
It is on Burger Records. And overseas, it's on Cherry Red Records.
Cherry Red Records, yeah. That's right.
And Burger's really doing good by us.
I heard they're taking care of you pretty well.
They're awesome. They're so much better than Warner Brothers and Reprise.
Hey, Burger, did you hear that? Kim says you're better than Warner Brothers.
They're better than all those labels we've been on before. Ow. 5 & 2. They're better than Warner Brothers.
That's so great. We just had them in here last week, and they're the coolest fucking guys. Like,
they're so nice. Yeah, they're super sweet, mm-hmm. and down to earth. And I didn't know they were going to be so super ambitious, but I knew that they were cool and they had a good vibe. And they liked our, well, we actually didn't play it for them. Roy played a little bit of stuff for Lee, I think, from like, unmastered mm-hmm. things. But I don't think Sean heard it until we gave it to them. That's trust.
That's the way.
That's
really
trust. Trusting.
That's when you like cross your arms, close your eyes, just fall backwards, and hope Lee and Sean are right there to catch you, right?
I was pretty confident. I really liked it, and like I said, I'm the pickiest person there is, and so if I like something, I think that other people might like it.
Awesome. Well, I hope they do, and we're playing some more songs off of
it. Thank you.
Coming up, we're gonna go into a song block, and we're gonna come back and talk to Kim some more.
Okay.
Okay. This is a Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan. Thanks, guys.
All right. Look at that. A 1953 E8. Woohoo! Oh, yeah. Listen to that bell. Yeah, listen to that bell. Oh, take a look at that. Oh, my God! Woo! Listen to that horn! Oh, my God! Oh, she's beautiful! She is beautiful, yeah!
There's this friend of mine, I'd like to know if you can help him out. There's this girl he likes, he'd like to know if he can ask about. He thinks she's fine, he thinks she's great. He was wondering if you knew that this friend of mine is me and the girl he likes is you. Go tell your friend to ask this girl to go out on a date. Go tell him if he doesn't, he'll be made. She's great. He was wondering if you knew that this friend of mine is me.
Well, yes, but I'm afraid I prematurely shot my wad on what was supposed to be a dry run, if you will. So now I'm afraid I have something of a mess on my hands.
Trouble you for a glass of warm milk. It helps put me asleep.
You can trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up. Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep. Check out the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma.
Alpha. Relax. Just go get that new Moss record for me.
Go, go, Power Rangers!
A little weirdo way.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan Patronillo.
Which microphone am I on?
Well, you're at a news conference. You got multiple microphones
in
front of you.
You can do
whatever you want, Kim.
This one sounds distorted, and this one, I can't even hear. I can't even hear it.
This is great.
I know. I told you I was a perfectionist. I'm like, okay, well, I got it.
We just heard
it.
Weird Boy Next Door.
Yes, we did.
Off of the new record.
Uh-huh.
Whoop-dee-doo by the Muffs.
You know what? It was Roy's idea. Roy McDonald, the drummer of the Muffs, idea to get rid of the drums at the beginning of it.
When it was just like the guitar?
Yeah, no, it was drums. It was like boom, boom, whatever the drum beat he's doing. Mm-hmm. It was like boom, bop, boom, blah, 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 blah. And then I sang over it, little weirdo wasted like that. And he said, why don't we not have the drum intro? It'd be way cooler. Kind of like Agony Blunder and Blunder. And I said, okay, well, but the song is going to be second. And he goes, no, it should be first. And so we went back and forth. No, it should be second. No, it should be first. He was right on both counts.
Sweet.
It's nice to listen to the drummer about drums.
So what or who was the inspiration for Weird Boy Next Door?
It's very specifically a thing that happened to me while I was writing the song. It was, I had already written the music a while before, and I, oh God, I love this song. I got to write some words for it. So I sat down to do that, and I heard all this pounding, and the pounding was really scary sounding, and there was screaming and yelling and swearing, and it was coming from next door at this cuckoo college student guy who lived next door part-time because he was in college. Mm-hmm. He was home because it was a holiday. And he was hitting... I peeked over the fence. I was totally freaked out. It scared the shit out of me. And I looked, and it was the scary boy next door hitting the garage with the baseball bat and swearing at the top of his lungs and going crazy. And I just was like, And I didn't want to call the police because he would know it was me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I, you know, live next door to them. So
instead of calling the cops, you wrote a song about him?
I did, because it was on my mind, and I just wrote it, and I'm not even kidding. How long is this song? Well, it used to be longer, but...
It's 3 minutes and 6 seconds,
I think
exactly.
It took 4 minutes to write the song, seriously. Like, I think mm-hmm. I might have changed a couple words, but it... I just wrote it like...
You're like, I watched that shit, and then here come the words, and then boom, that's that.
And I started thinking about funny things inside the song that came out, and because I'm really into hardwood floors, so I don't know, there's a line there. Roy's really afraid of rats, so there's a line about rats in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I forget. There's some Ronnie one. I can't remember what it is.
That's great.
And I wasn't like thinking too hard about it. It all came out really naturally. I mean, it really only took like 3 or 4 minutes to write the song,
which is great because the song punches and it's...
Oh, I'm glad.
That's
great.
That's why we're playing it here.
I was so glad that song came out good.
So were you banned from the observatory and Burger A Go-Go was your first time back?
Kind of. Well, I was banned from the Coach House.
The Coach House?
Yeah. The Muffs opened for Cheap Trick at the Coach House. Uh-huh. And my whole family was there in one of those little rooms mm-hmm. that, you know, they overlooked the stage. And
it's the same owner, right?
Yeah, some old crusty old coke addict guy. I forget what his name is, but he did not like my performance, because what I did was I basically put my parts over people's food. I took a dislike to people eating while we were playing.
Right, right. Well, that's just awkward.
And they were wearing their Christmas sweaters. And this was in 1994, I think. Yeah. And I don't know. People's taste, while it's still bad, people's taste is still bad. It was worse then.
At Jimbalaya.
But now people make fun of it, so that's good. That's more my style. But yeah, the Christmas sweaters, and I just got really, you know, like
agitated.
Agitated. I, you know, I was very immature back then, but I did like this, like slide over people, like with my knees sliding over the food. And
that's so
stuff.
Classic.
It's so sad though. I would never do that now because I'm older and wiser. Hopefully,
hopefully she says.
Hopefully, but you never know. I'm a loose cannon.
So Kim, what bands should we be paying attention to right now?
What bands?
The Muffs.
Yeah, the Muffs. That's it. Just screw every other band in the whole entire world. No. There are lots of good bands. You know who I like is.
Yeah, who do you like?
It's a burger band actually that I was turned on to that we played with Peach Kelly Pop.
Oh, cool.
They're really good.
Yeah, yeah.
I think live they're especially good.
Mm-hmm.
They're I don't know. They're
like the energy on stage brings it a little bit more than their takes.
I don't know because I wasn't watching their act, but I was hearing it from across the room because I was busy getting ready for, you know, plugging my dumb pedals in and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I could hear them, their whole set, and I was like, oh, because they opened for us at the Satellite mm-hmm. a half a year ago or so, and I heard them from the other side of the wall then too. So I don't know I don't even know what they look like on stage, but they're really good. And a band that I'm producing called Honey Chain.
Honey Chain.
Yeah, they are so good. They have really, really, really good songs, and they rock out really hard.
Honey Chain. Maybe in the next episode of Pint might feature some. We'll see.
That would be super cool.
That'd be cool.
They would enjoy that a lot. They're a new band. And
What advice can you give younger musicians and bands out there trying to navigate their careers these days in this generation?
Oh, what advice? Well, I mean, you know, you got to do it your way. You can't, don't try to be trendy because that's really sad.
You hear that?
You know, I mean, you have your own inner voice. Just listen to it when you're writing songs. I mean, definitely write songs with melody, please. I beg of you.
And the Muffs, you feel like you guys just stay true to that since day one?
Pretty much.
As much as possible.
I mean, I definitely don't. I'm not affected by other people's music at all. I don't have a lot of influence. I'm not a person that seeks out music that much. I seek out the music that I happen to hear, and then I get really, really, really into it. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Feast or Famine.
Yeah.
I'm really into certain bands' songs. Sometimes right. I don't like the band, but I like a song
like
here
that's
there.
That's a great track by them, but yeah, I don't know
other
if I
songs
feel their
maybe
old
not
catalog.
So much. It's really fun to listen like that because it's kind of like it's all or nothing. And so it's more about the song and the melody for me than it is about anything. And if it happens to be a good album all the way through, knock me over with a feather because nobody does that.
Sweet.
It's hard. It's hard. It's rare.
Well, I feel like you just put a challenge out there to the world.
World of band people. Do a solid one all the way through.
Let's knock her over with a feather. Let's see if we can do it.
Knock me over with a damn feather. But it's also like Diane Arbus used to take pictures, you know, before she sliced her throat or whatever. And whatever. And I guess she hated taking pictures. I don't know. But she had this thing that she wanted every single picture on the frame to be exactly the way she wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
No wasted frames.
Exactly.
Back. Now people take their digital cameras and they go, bah, 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 bah,
yeah,
like,
and then we'll take 1,000 and then we'll find 3 decent ones.
Yeah, and then their hard drive fills up and they're like, why?
Let's do it right the first time.
Exactly.
Let's go into another song block here. We're going to hear a couple more songs here. We got Little Hurricane and the new Benjamin Booker and then another Muff song off the new record.
Ooh.
And then we're going to find out how we all get the hell, like we get our hands on this thing. Like, how
do
people
mean?
Even get it? How do we get the record?
You buy it.
Well, yeah, we'll come back and talk about that.
Do you need to get some stuff? I mean, I don't know. I thought that it was in the stores.
I think it is
am
in
I
the
wrong?
Stores. No, it is total.
37. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row?
Yeah.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
And now, a tribute to the late and wonderful Robin Williams.
Oh dear, dear, oh dear. I can see new Muff's record. Hand it over, hand it over. I want to show Sally Fields.
Hello! R.I.P. Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Welcome back to A Pint of Good Coffee. My name's Dan Pacinello. I'm sitting here with Kim from The Muffs. You can follow A Pint of Cacophony on Instagram at A Pint of Cacophony, on Twitter at Pint of Cacophony, and we're on Facebook. The Muffs as well, at The Muffs, right?
I don't remember the Facebook one.
Twitter and Instagram.
Twitter is at, I don't know what it's called.
It's at The Muffs, I think.
At The Muffs is my personal one, and that's for The Muffs, though. And the actual Muffs. I don't know if it's called Official Muffs. I don't know.
We'll figure it out and we'll put it on our page.
And then it'll come up.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes.
We just heard Up and Down and Around. How did you like that?
How
was that like hearing that back?
It's cool.
Yeah.
I realized how loud the cymbals are.
Be careful what you wish for. We were just talking about that, right?
I know. I wanted louder cymbals, so of course they're hugely loud. Which is fine. I'm fine with it. It makes me laugh because I didn't intend for them to be that loud.
And you're sitting here like, oh my God, they're ringing.
Oh my God, they're so loud. No, it's cool. I like it.
So the new record is Whoop-Dee-Doo on Burger Records and overseas. You said Cherry Red?
Cherry Red overseas, Burger here, and I guess Canada. The Canada also is Burger.
Right on. We can find that in any music store, Amoeba, online.
I hope so. Amoeba definitely has it, unless they sold them out, but they'll have more. And Record Surplus has some now, and Origami Vinyl has some, and we're going to go there tomorrow. And
awesome.
Chit-chat with people and eat donuts.
This is Tuesday the 19th, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., the listening party. Is this at the record store? Or is it or at?
It's across the street
at El Prado Bar.
Some bar.
El Prado Bar in Echo Park.
Oh yeah, it's called El Prado Bar.
So it's across the street from Origami Records.
Right.
So if you want to catch the listening party, that's tomorrow night at 9 p.m.
I guess we're gonna listen. I don't even know. I'm just gonna go there and I'm gonna bring Kinda Kinks to play.
Nice.
And that's it. That's all I'm going to do. Oh, and then I'm going to chit-chat with everybody because I think that's why we're there.
I think so, too. Kim, it's been just an absolute pleasure having you here.
Oh, thank you. It's been really nice talking to you. I can't believe it's already over.
I know. Like, the hour goes by so quick.
I'm so sad.
But thanks for coming by. We're going to definitely keep playing the rest of this Mofsa record for weeks to come.
Oh, good.
And we'll post it on our page so everybody can find it and all that stuff.
Thank you. I like when people play it because it means they're playing it.
Exactly, right? All right, thanks again. This is Dan here at A Pint of Cacophony at Skid Row Studios. Good night. We'll catch you guys next Monday.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
This summer, Danny Zuko stars like never seen him before in Who Murdered Danny Zuko?
Why is he dead?
Also starring Gary Busey as Buddy Holly.
Oh, hell.
And the return of Clint Eastwood as Michelangelo.
Cowabunga, dude.
Fuck that, dude. Get that new Muffs record.
Yeah, man.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.